This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday morning?
Well, we're seeing a little bit up. You know, it's been a rough week. Let's be clear about it. You know, you came in here this week and you started on Monday night. It's a holiday shortened week, of course. Started Monday night with a lot of enthusiasm. You know, this market looks strong. Wheat market was up 20. Beans were up double digits. Corn was up 5 or 6 cents. You know, and then you come in on Tuesday and you just didn't see any follow through. And unfortunately, you know, you had that real strong open Monday night and lower closes, you know, beans, corn across the board. And that's basically been the week. We just have not been able to get anything going. Buyers have been non-existent. Starting today, though, you got some green on the screen. Beans have had double-digit gains on the overnight market. Those are kind of fading just a shade, but we're still seeing green for corn, beans, and wheat as we get going here.
And then with the wheat situation, Matt, we saw wheat that was really leading the charge in terms of the ag marketplace and seeing price movement to the upside recently. A lot of that tied to the weather in Russia and Ukraine, and then seemingly kind of went away pretty quickly. So was that tied to a better improving weather forecast?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. Here's the deal. You know, USDA still really hasn't addressed, as of the May, you know, report, USDA hadn't addressed what Russian production was going to look like. We fully expect that that will get adjusted on the next report. Bottom line, though, is that, you know, we're in a situation where we don't really know the extent just yet of what the damage is as far as Russia's concerned.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 3 3/4 at 452.5. July soybeans up 10 even at 1219 3/4. July soybean meal up $4.50 at 368.10. July soybean oil up 36 cents at 46.08. On the Merck, June live cattle down 60 cents at 181.95. August feeder cattle down $1.05 at 258.02. June lean hogs up 15 cents at 94.12. June pork cutout up 7 cents at 102.32, and Class 3 milk is unchanged at 19.36. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.